It's 9:06 on the Mornings with Ed show. And KXFM keeping our community informed. As I promised you yesterday, I was going to sift through the $2 trillion relief package that the Senate kicked around yesterday. And of course, we've got the new numbers today that 3.2 million jobless claims came in this week. And we were expecting that. If you shut down a good portion of the country, that's going to happen. We addressed the unemployment concerns, the unemployment checks just a few minutes ago. I did take down some specific questions from callers that were curious yesterday and kind of researched those specifically. So the question of how and when do I get my check was the first one. And again, you know that each individual will be receiving about $1,200, and of course, couples $2,400, and couples with children for each child you have, whether you're a couple or not, by the way, each child you have, you get $500 for that. But the how and when do I get my check? Well, the Treasury has targeted April 6th as the date. Tax experts and lawmakers who are working on this are really skeptical of that date, but that's so far what the Treasury is saying. There's no question they want and need to turn this around as soon as possible. And there's also different ways it could be done through direct deposit, which would absolutely be the quickest way to deliver this. It's a delivery mechanism that's amazing. Through mailing a paper check, or even, according some people involved in the discussions, through mailing preloaded debit cards. See? But the reality is there isn't a firm answer yet as to exactly when you get the check. It wasn't available in the 1,400 pages that I sifted through. The second question that I want to answer specifically is there help for small businesses in the stimulus package? And I mentioned this a little while ago, and I told you, yes, there's a lot of focus on the individual checks. But small business loan piece of this is far and away the most important given what's happening now, right? It is the most important thing right now. The bill directs $350 billion for loans to small businesses and nonprofits with under 500 employees. The loans would be guaranteed by the Small Business Administration, but the actual lender would be approved banks and financial institutions, which should get the money out the door faster. Businesses could receive up to $10 million in loans to float employee salaries, payroll expenses, mortgage, and other debt payments. Now, if used for those purposes, the loans would be forgiven in the future. See, that's a huge deal if it works properly. I'm going to say that again. If used for those purposes, the loans would be forgiven in the future. Okay. There are several other small businesses related provisions in here that might be useful and are valuable to those who are eligible. Be sure to check them out and see if you qualify. If you're a local small or medium-sized business here in town, please check it out. Make sure and see if you qualify. And as I mentioned, this is a great opportunity for Laguna Beach to get on its feet when this is all over, okay? A key component of this package is expanding eligibility for government programs, and you may be part of that expansion, okay? So make sure you check it out. Another question that I want to answer specifically from our listeners is, does the bill include anything about student loans? Well, it does. Federal student loan borrowers would get a reprieve from payments until October, and any interest that would have accrued during that period would be completely waived. This agreement also allows students to keep any upspent money from Pell Grants or student loans, and prevents students who have to leave school due to the pandemic from losing eligibility for future Pell Grants, which is huge. I should also note the bill explicitly allows colleges and universities to pay students for work-study programs, even if they are unable to work. Okay? And this is a no-brainer, and I do want to answer it, by the way. Will full-time college students qualify for stimulus checks? Well, that depends, really. It depends on the circumstance. I don't want to generalize, but say an individual is claimed as a dependent by their parents, then that's an automatic no. But if you live on your own, if you're going to college, you live on your own and you're not claimed as a dependent and had a summer job, then yes. And finally, will retired seniors also get stimulus checks? And this is yes, so long as they're not listed as a dependent for someone else. And as retirees fall within the income thresholds, obviously. So, yes, you should receive a check provided you fall under that $75,000 threshold. You'll receive the full $1,200. If you're between $75,000 and $99,000, you get a portion of that. And then if you make more than $99,000 a year, you don't qualify for that. So that would be a no. But in most cases, that would be a yes. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to call me here at the studio. It's 949-715-5936. We are doing our best to keep you informed. It's KXFM and the Mornings with Ed Show.